The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. Yay, he can. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing okay today. But I've got a serious question for you, Jill. Let's start this way. What would you do if the price of your key medicine kept doubling to around $300 a dose, or as much as $1,900 a month? What would you do facing a bill like that?
I would chain myself to whoever was responsible for that and threaten to bite them if they didn't fix it, pretty much.
A woman who raises dogs threatens to bite the dog.
No, that's just unacceptable. I know that this sort of thing happens, but I find it just unconscionable, inexcusable, and wrong.
Well, it's even worse. I mean, what would you do? Because I think most people would stop taking the medicine, but what would you do if you literally needed it to stay alive? That's the dilemma facing 7.5 million of us, and there are more every day. I mean, by the time I finish this report, 20 more people will have to decide what to do if they can't afford their life-saving medicine. The disease is diabetes, and the medicine is insulin, 100-year-old medicine. And the price of various forms of insulin just keep rising. And as they do, more desperate patients are risking death by rationing their dosages to make the drug last as it possibly can. So insulin rationing is now a national crisis. More than one out of four insulin users are taking less than their prescriptions call for. One out of four, worse. So are one out of three children. Now, that means parents who can't afford the price of insulin are risking their kids' lives by rationing the dosages. That's a tragedy. So here's what I want to do today, Jill. Two things. I want to warn our listeners about rationing. That's serious business. But also on a positive note, I want to offer ideas to get insulin at a third of the price or maybe even less. So we all need insulin, okay? Our body produces it and it turns sugar into fuel for our body and mind. We all know that. It's terrific. But in type 1 diabetes, the body makes little or no insulin. And in the more common type 2, the body resists insulin. So if you don't get enough of the hormone, you risk what's called DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis. The acid in your blood spikes and starts to shut down your vital organs, causing confusion, dehydration, coma, and finally death. So the recent death of Alex Smith is a case in point. When Alex turned 26 last year, he lost his mother's insurance. Suddenly, he needed $1,300 a month for insulin for his type 1, and that was an impossible amount on his modest salary. So sadly, he decided to ration his supply. Within just 3 weeks, and 3 days before a payday, he fell into a coma alone at home and died lying next to his last empty dose of insulin. Now, that's a tragedy. And Alex's death carries two very clear messages. First, insulin prices, they're rising 5 to 10% a year, are killing an untold number of people. You know, I'd love to know why the government isn't tracking the number of people dying from rationing insulin, because it's a big number. As his mother says, Alec died because he couldn't afford his insulin. Now, that's certainly true. But Alec also died because he didn't take advantage of the many options patients have to get help. So if you or a loved one can't afford insulin, I mean, grab a pencil, because here's what you can do. First, sit down with your doctor and work with them to, or her, and work with them to find out what's your lowest effective price for insulin. What insulin at a reasonable cost will work for you? Insulin prices range from around $300 for the latest, you know, fast-acting, long-lasting varieties to as little as $25 at Walmart for old formulas. Now, a number of experts say the old stuff is lousy, but everyone agrees that they're better than nothing. Also, see if your pharmacist will give you a discount. Some pharmacists, especially flexible independents, may give you a break. So I would say, for example, go talk to owner Peter DePriel at Salisbury Pharmacy. I mean, Peter told me he can meet or often beat any price you can find at the big chains. Also, your local pharmacist, like Peter, can direct you to the community assistance offices in your area. And there are a lot in the tri-state area to take advantage of. Now, if you're earning less than 300% of the poverty line, and that's a fair amount of money, that's $75,000 roughly for a family of four. If you're earning less than that, ask the three major insulin makers if you're eligible for assistance. Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sunifly all have programs to slash prices by up to 90%, at least for a short amount of time. It's usually stopgap, but it can help you in a crisis. Finally, you can look into buying your insulin abroad. Yes, you can. I mean, since the U.S. government doesn't negotiate lower drug prices, we're paying three times as much for our insulin as in Canada, seven times as much as the U.K., 16 times as much as in India, okay? So despite these bigger discounts from places like India or South America or Mexico, I personally would only consider shopping in Canada, where the drug supply chain is closely supervised. Now, Big Pharma spends money and a lot of effort trying to scare people by buying drugs from any place, and Canada included, okay? So, Jill, I wonder why Big Pharma is spending so much money to scare people about buying in Canada. You got any theories on that?
Let me think. Wait, I have to study this. I have to study this hard.
Well, here are the facts, okay? It's legal to buy insulin in Canada or through a Canadian mail order pharmacy. It's legal. Here's the catch. As long as you buy up to a 90-day supply for personal use. So there's actually a waiver. A waiver protects the individual patients with a 90-day supply. Cops aren't going to bother you. The cops are looking to crack down on mass smugglers, not looking to an individual patient. Furthermore, you don't even need a prescription in Canada. If you're up in Montreal or Toronto or somewhere, you don't need a prescription. You can buy 90-day supply easily. But it is wise, if you're buying through a mail order house, it is wise to send them your prescription, have that included in the package they send back to you, just in case a mail inspector opens the package. They'll see the prescription, and then you'll have no problems, okay? It's legal. Finally, for much more information, call the American Diabetes Association. They've got a hotline. It's 703-299-2053. Or go to his website. That's Make Insulin Affordable. Easy to remember that. And click on Get Help. And a whole wealth of information will pop up. So, Jill, out of this mess I just described, what bothers you the most?
I mean, separate from the fact that it is wrong and people should be able to have a life-saving drug that they need?
That kind of sums it up. but I'll tell you what really rankles me. The current head of Trump's Health and Human Services Department is a guy named Alex Azar II.
Okay, how do we define health and human services if this is a problem?
It depends who you're putting in charge of it. I mean, and that's my problem here. Is right. Alex Azar II. He's the former CEO of Eli Lilly, right? One of these big three insulin makers. He doubled the price of insulin to help him make upwards of $10 million while he was running that company. And at the same time, he knew it was hurting his sick and vulnerable patients. But he did it anyway. Compare Azar to the discoverers of insulin. So way back in 1921, three guys found insulin and had the patents for it. They sold the patents to a university for $3 to help humanity, because then if you had diabetes, that was a death sentence. These guys turned over this discovery for $3.
Yes.
But then drug company CEOs like Azar were very clever. They're very clever. They got the rights to the patents of any improvements. So over time, when they introduced fast-acting or longer-lasting, they got new patents and ever more reasons to raise prices. That's the game they're playing right now.
And I believe that we talked about this, by the way, when we were discussing the EpiPens and raising those prices, and whoever the kid was that got himself as the poster boy for, he was raising them 5,000%, and it's just untenable.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that one, that Skrilly kid.
That guy.
Well, he was an EpiPen. And that's my point. He was an EpiPen. He raised the price of another drug.
That's right.
3,000% or whatever.
And
the hell
what was it? Some drugs come off, and I'm sorry to use all the wrong words, but they come off their patent or something, and then they can be are they orphan drugs or something? They've got some sort of name
when drugs come off their patent, you get a certain amount of time to sell it exclusively as you discover it. Okay, get back all the money you had developing it and make a profit too, right? That's our system. Well, what they're doing with insulin is they keep tweaking it, and in some cases very minor tweak, but that gives them a new patent. And they got a new patent, they can raise the price, and they got, another 5 years or 10 years of protection. There is no generic for insulin. There may be a generic next year, but there is none now because it's a tricky medicine to make. So these guys are just running free. And we also know that when drug companies get close to the patent running out, that last 6 months or so, they raise their prices dramatically to squeeze as much money as they possibly can. I mean, good old President Trump made it part of his campaign to say, I'm going to crack down on the drug companies. They're getting away with murder. He literally said that. Then, remember this last year? He told all of Big Pharma, okay, you guys, lower your prices now. I'm demanding it. Remember that big splash he made in the newspaper?
Yeah, they all sat around a table.
Yeah. And then he announced that it was a big success, that, a couple of companies did drop prices of some things. Big success. Okay, guess what? When you're talking about insulin, Novo Nordisk, one of the big three, they raised their insulin prices 5% last year. Big success. So now, is Alex Azar II, the guy who doubled prices at Eli Lilly, is he going to crack down on his fellow insulin makers? I doubt it. Okay. So that's why, I certainly want to underscore the problem. Certainly don't ration. If you're in this dilemma, there are a number of places to go to get help. Your doctor, your local pharmacist, their assistance programs. You can legally bring the drug in from Canada. You can help yourself. And if you've got any questions at all, go to that American Diabetes Association hotline, 703-299-2053. They're there to help you, and they will help you.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And do look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store.